Gender identity and sexual orientation aren't protected classes when it comes to employment discrimination in Ohio. Democratic lawmakers want to change that. But in the meantime, cities and employers have begun offering those protections on their own. House Minority Leader Amelia Sykes says the Ohio Senate has done so, and the House should follow suit.
You all hear me often joke about the Senate and not with the Senate, you know, how they are the inferior chamber. But in this instance, they are certainly superior to us in ensuring that their employees have the protections that they need in order to have a safe work environment.
Sykes also notes the governor signed an executive order granting those protections to employees at state agencies. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Nick Evans.